Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're starting the 10th parak of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Yud Mishnah Aleph and Parak Yud Mishnah Beis. Previously we discussed mixtures of Truma and Chulin as it pertains to when you have the different items that are mixed together. And we said that if you have 100 times more Chulin than Truma, then you are allowed to eat the mixture. If you have less than 100 times more Chulin than Truma, then it's Medume, and then only a Kohen is allowed to eat that mixture. But now as we begin Parak Yud, we're going to discuss a different type of mixture, and that's the mixture of what we call Nesinas Tam. That if you have a chulin and truma item that are cooked together, that are with one another, and the truma item gives off its taste, its nosein tam, unto the chulin item, unto the non-truma item, then you're not going to be allowed to eat the chulin item unless you're a kohen. That only a kohen can eat a chulin item if there's tam, if there's taste of the truma item in it. So that's really the discussion that we are beginning today at the beginning of Perek Yud. Says the Mishnah, Batzel Shenosno Besoch Adashim. If you have an onion, a truma onion, that's being cooked with lentils. So normally in the area of halacha, in halachos bishul, when it comes to cooking, the laws of cooking and kashrus and so on, we're generally speaking stricter when it comes to onions, because onions have a sharper taste, and therefore infuse more taste into that which they come into contact with. Says the Mishnah, you have a truma onion that's cooking with lentils. So im shalem, if the truma onion is complete, is whole, then mutter, then it's permitted for anyone to eat the adashim, for anyone to eat the lentils, because if it's a complete whole onion, it's not going to give off its truma taste into the lentils, which are chulin. However, says the Mishnah of Im Chitcho, but if the onion is cut, if it's sliced at all, benosein tam, then you gotta check to see if there's tam, if there's taste of the truma onion in the chulin lentils. Now, how do you do that? How do you check the chulin lentils? Because the bartender points out, you have to have a kohen eat it, because a kohen's allowed to eat truma. So have a kohen eat the lentils, and the kohen will tell you, do you taste the onions in the lentils or not? If you can taste the onions, then only kohenim can eat them. If you can taste the truma onions in the lentils, then anyone can eat them. And continues the Mishnah, Ushar kol hatafshel, when it comes to any other types of cooked foods, bein shalem, bein mechutach, whether they're complete or whole, whether they are cut, benosein tam, you gotta go through this process of nesinas tam, of checking, is the truma taste felt and tasted within the chulin item or not? And again, you have to have a kohen check that out for you. Continuing now in the Mishnah, so generally speaking, foods are impacted by onions. Lentils happen to be an exception to the rule, at least when the onions are whole. Now, what Rabbi Yehuda points out here, another exception to this rule, Rabbi Yehuda, matir batzachana. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you have a truma onion that you're cooking with a pickled fish, he says that it's permitted to eat the pickled fish, even though the truma onion is sharp and might even be tasted in the pickled fish. Why does he say that? She'eino elolito leshazuhama. Because, says Rabbi Yehuda, the whole purpose of cooking the onion with a pickled fish is to remove the bad smell of the pickled fish. It's not to improve the flavor of the pickled fish. It's simply to remove the bad smell of the pickled fish. And therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, you would be allowed to eat the pickled fish, even if you're not a kohen, even though it is cooked with truma onion. And the bartender points out that we don't paskin like that, but that is nonetheless the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And now we're beginning the next Mishnah Perek Yud. Mishnah Bei says the Mishnah, Tapuach sherisko unesono lesoch isa vechimsa. You have an apple, and the apple is crushed and put into dough. And that apple juice, and the juice, the apple that you're putting in there, allows the dough to rise. It allows it to leaven. So says the Mishnah, Harei zo asura. This is prohibited. The truma apple that was crushed in the dough is prohibited from being eaten. You can't eat this dough unless you're a Kohen. Even if there's no taste, even if the apple can't be tasted, at the end of the day, it allowed something substantive to happen because of it. The truma allowed this dough to rise, and therefore, because you're benefiting the dough in such a way, only Kohanim were able to eat the dough. Finishing off the Mishnah, Sa'orim Shenaflu Sochabor Shalmaim. If you have barley that falls into a pit of water, so you have truma barley that's now in a pit of water, Afal Pisha Hevishu Meimav, even though it spoiled the water, so you can taste the barley in the water, Mutarin. Even though you have the truma in the barley, the water is still permissible because the barley didn't benefit the water, it spoiled the water. And the whole point is that when you can't improve what you're having with the truma, but if you're spoiling it, which I don't know why you would do anyway, but if you're spoiling it with the truma barley, then you're still allowed technically to consume the water, even though you could taste the barley that was truma in it. Quick review: Perek Yod, Mishnah Aleph taught us the case of the onion with lentils, and we said that if the onion is complete, is whole, is totally mutter. If it's cut up, then you have to see, because then it has the potential to be no Saint Tom, to give off taste onto the lentils. So you gotta have a Kohen check that out for you. Then the Mishnah, when it comes to any other cooked foods, whether it's whole, whether it's a cut up, you gotta check the taste of a Kohen, eat it, and see if the truma taste is felt and tasted within the chulin item. If it is tasted, then only Kohenim can eat it, and if it's not tasted, then anyone can eat that food. And then Rabbi Yehuda said that even when it comes to pickled fish that's cooked with the truma onion, so even though you might be able to have some of the onion taste in it, at the end of the day, he said that you're still allowed to eat the pickled fish with the truma, because at the end of the day, you're only trying to cook the onion, the truma onion there to get rid of the bad smell, and not to actually improve the flavor, but we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And then Perek Yud Mishnah Beis taught us the case of the truma apple that is crushed in dough and allows the dough to leaven. So he said, if it's allowing the dough to leaven to make this substantive positive impact on the dough, then it's usher, then it's prohibited for anyone to eat unless you are a Kohen. And then the last case of the Mishnah was the case of the barley that fell into the pit, into the little cluster of water, the container of water, and we said that even though you can taste the barley in the water, but because the taste is detrimental, it's not a positive taste, you're spoiling the water, therefore you're allowed to eat, to drink the water, even though you can taste the truma, because at the end of the day, it's not improving the water, it's spoiling the water. Have a great day.